Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch. Und heute geht es um die Zeit. Wir sprechen über Sekunden, Minuten, Tage, Wochen, Monate, Jahre, Jahreszeiten, vielleicht sogar über Monate. Wir schauen einfach mal, was uns diese Übung bringt. Den ersten Teil werde ich wieder demonstrieren, also mit euch gemeinsam vormachen. Und danach habt ihr die Möglichkeit, ganz für euch alleine im stillen Kämmerlein mit Zeit zum Anhalten diese Übung nochmal selbstständig zu wiederholen. Also, bist du bereit? Dann setz dich aufrecht hin. Wir starten. Es geht los.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
here. Today we are going to talk about time.
Time to take about
time. Time is divided into years.
Years.
Months.
Months.
Weeks.
Weeks.
Days.
Days.
Hours.
Hours.
Minutes.
Minutes.
And seconds.
And seconds.
Please repeat after me.
Okay.
A year has 12 months.
A year has 12 months.
A month has 4 weeks.
A month has 4 weeks.
A week has 7 days.
A week has 7 days.
A day has 24 hours.
A day has 24 hours.
1 hour has 60 minutes.
1 hour has 60 minutes.
1 minute has 60 seconds.
1 minute has 60 seconds.
A day has 1,440 minutes.
A day has 1,440 minutes.
A week has 10,080 hours.
A week has 10,080 hours.
A month has approximately 30 days.
A month has approximately 30 days.
A year has 365 days.
A year has 365 days.
The months are called.
The months are called.
January.
January.
February.
February.
March.
March.
April.
April.
May.
May.
June.
June.
July.
July.
August.
August.
September.
September.
October.
October.
November.
November.
December.
December.
During the year, there are the four seasons.
Oh, the four seasons.
The four seasons are called.
Yes, I'm listening.
Spring.
Spring.
Summer.
Summer.
Autumn.
Autumn or fall.
And winter.
And winter.
Spring goes from March to June.
Spring grows from March to June.
Summer goes from June to September.
Summer goes from June to September.
Autumn goes from September to December.
Autumn goes from September to December.
Winter goes from December to March.
Winter goes from December to March.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about the year for a moment.
Okay.
Repeat after me again.
Yes.
In January, it's my birthday.
In January, it's my birthday.
In February, we go on holiday.
In February, we go on holiday.
In March, we visit my parents.
In March, we visit my parents.
In April, we move to another city.
In April, we move to another city.
In May, I buy a new car.
In May, I buy a new car.
In July, my girlfriend gets married.
In July, my girlfriend gets married.
In August, my neighbor has an operation.
In August, my neighbor has an operation.
In September, we celebrate a big party.
In September, we celebrate a big party.
In October, a new restaurant opens in our town.
In October, a new restaurant opens in our town.
In November, my parents come to visit.
In November, my parents come to visit.
In December, I learn a new language.
In December, I learn a new language.
Super.
Thanks.
You've done it.
Perfect.
Now repeat this exercise as you did with the other videos and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, see you again soon. Also, das sind die Zeiteinteilungen auf Englisch. Das ist hilfreich, durchaus interessant, wichtig und Am besten übt man zum Beispiel die Monate, indem man sich überlegt, an welchen Tagen die engsten Freunde Geburtstag haben. Und bei der Gelegenheit kann man sich die Geburtstage auch gleich auswendig lernen. Denn ich finde es immer eine Schande, wenn man irgendwie von den sozialen Netzwerken oder von seinem Geburtstagskalender, der in der Küche oder im Badezimmer hängt, erinnert werden muss, wer an den jeweiligen Tagen gerade Geburtstag hat. Da gibt es doch wunderbare Speedlearning-Techniken und so kann man das auf Englisch schon mal fleißig üben. Jetzt bist du dran, mach die Übung in deinem Tempo, halte den Podcast gerne zwischendurch an und dann wünsche ich dir viel Spaß und wir hören uns nächste Woche. Bis dann.
Hello. Nice to have you back. Today we are going to talk about time. Time is divided into years, months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, and seconds. Please repeat after me. A year has 12 months. A month has 4 weeks. A week has 7 days. A day has 24 hours. 1 hour has 60 minutes. 1 minute has 60 seconds. A day has 1,440 minutes. A week has 10,080 hours. A month has approximately 30 days. A year has 365 days. The months are called January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. During the year there are the four seasons. The four seasons are called spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Spring goes from March to June. Summer goes from June to September. Autumn goes from September to December. Winter goes from December to March. Very good. Now let's talk about the year for a moment. Repeat after me again. In January it's my birthday. In February we go on holiday. In March we visit my parents. In April we move to another city. In May I buy a new car. In July, my girlfriend gets married. In August, my neighbor has an operation. In September, we celebrate a big party. In October, a new restaurant opens in our town. In November, my parents come to visit. In December, I learn a new language. Super. You've done it. Now repeat this exercise as you did with the other videos and we'll see you again soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.